A warm welcome back. This is the Big Small Business Show, and today we are very privileged to have somebody very accomplished in the space of strategy in studio with us today. Her name is Christine Williams. She's the MD of 2Connect with the number 2, the 2Connect. She was previously head of strategy for Standard Bank, and she's a lecturer on strategy and strategy execution. Something I particularly love is the execution part of strategy. Welcome to the Big Small Business Show.
Thank you, Alan. Great to be here.
So you come from Standard Bank, right?
Indeed.
Big corporate, and also obviously doing some strategy work with smaller businesses.
Absolutely.
Is there a difference? Do we do strategy different in a big organization and in a small business?
Absolutely. I obviously run my own business as well, so I've had seen all three sides of it. And I think the difference is, firstly, you don't have unlimited resources. Mm-hmm. So 3-day off-sites, it's not realistic for a small business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more agile, so you need to be able to change it as you go. And I think particularly in today and the new normal, the reality is that you can't have one static strategy that was developed 12 months ago that you try and stick to. It just doesn't work. So it is much more of an ongoing process. It is often fewer people involved, which is probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And often it is about getting what's in the head of the owner or the manager down on paper so that the rest of the organization can also align around what some of the thinking is.
So let's go to the definition of the word strategy. You know, it feels like a big word.
It's a very overused and misused word.
Yeah.
And I think there's even people who argue that we should get rid of the business strategy and business plan.
I know one of them.
You do. So yes, it's got a very bad reputation. Boil it down to it's the choices you make of mm-hmm. what to do and what not to do. That's as basic as it is. And the reality is that as a small business or medium-sized business, we have limited resources, time, and so it's really important to make those choices to say, actually, where are we going to allocate our resources and our time? What are the things we're going to focus
on? But you touched on something earlier, which was getting it out of the entrepreneur or the business owner's mind, right, and then putting on paper so that it can be communicated to the staff. Just touch on that a bit more.
So I think the first thing is that by putting it onto paper, it clarifies your own thinking. So there's a first part, which is just literally getting some structure, because you've got all these ideas in your head, and what it does is it just clarifies and lays it out much more clearly. The second thing is then to think about how do you share that.
Hmm.
And that's not about sending out a PowerPoint presentation or a document to the rest of the organization. It's about having a storyline, having a narrative that everyone can buy into, mm-hmm. and that they understand what their contribution is to the narrative. So really being very clear about saying, this is where we're all heading. We haven't got some people going to Cape Town and some people going to Durban. We want everyone to be heading in one direction. And I do think that a lot of what strategy is about now is strategic direction mm. rather than a static strategy. So it is about saying, okay, we're heading in that direction. Who does which pieces? You understand your individual roles. Now let's work out who's going to contribute what to that strategy.
You touched earlier on the execution part, and there's a great author, Richard Rummold, Good Strategy, Bad Strategy, and the sum of that whole book is Good Strategy is Executed Strategy, Bad Strategy is Unexecuted Strategy. And you know, why do we, particularly as small businesses, battle so much to execute?
I think we're trying to do too much often, and I think it is about making those choices and the tough choices. You know, where are the opportunities? I think often in certain industries, there's too many opportunities, and we sort of spray and pray, hoping that it's going to hit at some stage. Obviously, we want to try different things, but at the same time, it's very clear about what is our core competence, what are we good at, where should we be playing, what should we be doing, what shouldn't we be doing. Some of those choices fundamentally affects with your ability to be able to get it right. And actually just going and doing stuff that you're not good at, you're ultimately not going to succeed.
And that's therein lies, I think, the big issue I see with many entrepreneurs when I work with them. My biggest struggle with them is the new shiny thing, that they
exactly.
keep coming up with a new shiny thing, and to say, not now, not now, not now, just let's keep focused. And so it's just broaden the... the horizon of things to do and do nothing properly.
And you just add to your to-do list. And I think the biggest new shiny thing at the moment is technology and digital. We all feel we need to add, but for what reason? Mm. Why are you adding? Is it helping the customer experience? Is it helping you be more efficient? Is it improving your processes? If not, don't just add it for the sake of adding it. So really being very clear about those choices makes a massive difference because it means you can do everything better because you're doing fewer things.
Rommelt also talks about the fact that most corporates, in fact, don't get the difference between vision and strategy.
Totally.
That they mix the two up.
Most of them don't even know what strategy is, I hate to say. So so many of my clients will come to me with targets and tell me that's their strategy. Or they will come to me with a to-do list and tell me that's their strategy. So I think the reality is that a vision is great. You obviously need to understand where it is, your BHAG, your big, hairy, audacious goal, whatever that you want to call it. But the reality is then you have to actually say, what are the things that I'm going to do and focus on to get there? It's not just about having that vision. And I think quite often things are too high level as well. Being profitable, yes, but so what?
Mm.
How do I do that? How do we practice? What are the levers and how do we actually achieve that? So that really is the crux of it, is being able to unpack it and to say, actually, what are we going to focus on? Where are the levers? What are the key things we should be focusing our time and energy on? And that way, everyone knows exactly where they should be putting their time and energy without getting too broad and too airy-fairy.
Christine, we've got a minute left. Just some practical starting point. How do I start? I want to get the strategy thing right. I'm watching this. Just where do I start?
So I think it is, it's not a once-off process. It's an ongoing process. So that's important to understand. But it is about saying, where are we at the moment? Where do we want to be? What are we good at? What do we have to work with? What are the resources we have at our disposal? And then saying, actually, how do we get, so what do we do from a customer point of view? Who's our customer? Who are the people that we want to focus on? And then saying, actually, how do we get from A to B? So it isn't rocket science. It's just a question of taking the time to think about it and really saying, actually, what are some of the choices we want to make?
Christine Williams, thanks so much for being on the Big Small Business Show. That was Christine Williams from 2Connect, MD of 2Connect, and great insight today on really what strategy is and actually how simple it really is. I love the point by point. You know, what are we good at? What do we want? All these little points that we just focus on there and we can start to build out our strategies. And then, of course, to execute on them.
The Big Small Business Show was brought to you by MTN Business.
The Big Small Business Show was proudly brought to you by Sika. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.